And good morning. It's 6:04. This is NPR Illinois. I'm Sean Crawford. 66 degrees, another hot day expected in central Illinois. Illinois Democrats are trashing a U.S. Senate candidate in Maine who has ties to the land of Lincoln. Nirav Shah was Illinois' former public health director and presided over a series of fatal Legionnaires' disease outbreaks at the state-run Quincy Veterans Home. 14 residents there died. Shaw moved to Maine and now wants to run as a Democrat against the Republican U.S. Senator Susan Collins. The race could decide control of the Senate. Illinois Senator Tammy Duckworth was among those condemning Shaw's Senate bid. She says that's because of his botched handling of the public health crisis in Quincy. Governor Pritzker has signed a law allowing minors to receive birth control without permission from their parents or another adult. Half of the states have such laws. Many Republicans objected. They say it cuts parents out of important decisions concerning their children. They also worry minors won't fully understand complications from birth control. Minors can request birth control prescriptions directly from licensed physicians, advanced practice registered nurses, physician assistants, and pharmacists. In a new attack, the Republican gubernatorial candidate Darren Bailey is going way back in time to incumbent Governor J.B. Pritzker's days as a high schooler. Mawa Iqbal reports.
Darren Bailey has so far stuck to criticizing the two-term Democrat for his economic policies. But the downstate farmer recently posted on social media Pritzker's old yearbook photos from when he attended high school in Massachusetts in the early 80s. The photos show Pritzker with a classmate, and the caption reads, among other things, "Funny things on your knees" and "drugged for drugs." In a statement, a Bailey campaign spokesperson says, quote, "Voters won't find that kind of language in Darren Bailey's yearbook." In his own social post, Pritzker takes a page and writes over it in cursive, quote, "This was a great year. Thanks for the reminder, Darren." And then the governor signs his name. I'm Mawa Iqbal.
A man has been charged with trespassing at Governor Pritzker's home in Chicago, according to court documents. WLS-TV reports that incident happened July 4th. A suspect was arrested by police after 10 p.m. after being allegedly seen on camera jumping over a fence and being in the backyard. No other details were available. The suspect pleaded guilty in a separate theft case. He's currently being held in custody for that offense. Five people were killed, two others injured in what the Illinois State Police Director Brendan Kelly has described as a targeted mass shooting against one family over the weekend in East St. Louis. Two suspects, ages 15 and 16, have been arrested. Reports say one of the suspects is related to at least one of the victims. The investigation there continues. As we look ahead to our weather for today, should be sunny once again, but things will start to warm up. We're looking for a high near 90 today, and the heat index reading could be above 100. We're seeing some patchy fog this morning in the area. It's now 66 degrees. This is NPR, Illinois.